Trump gear and candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
To magnificent Monday, July 22nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment, of course, brought to you by the Fun Shoot. It's coming up this Saturday. This is the week to get your tickets. If you haven't done it yet, text me PIG. I'll text you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. $30 for adults, $15 for teenagers, 12 and under are free. We're going to keep the ticket sales open up until Wednesday at 5 p.m. So you've got a couple days yet. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, it's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. We are excited. Well, my prediction came true. When Biden left his event out in Las Vegas, Nevada, probably because of low turnout, also claiming that he had been tested and was positive for COVID, they didn't fly him back to Washington, D.C. They flew him home to Delaware. When they did that, I said, that's the last time Biden was in the Oval Office, will be his last time he'll ever sit behind the Resolute desk. Sure enough, Sunday afternoon, it all bubbled to the top. As you've heard by now, Biden is out of the race. Next step will be Article 25. Unless he formally puts it in writing where he resigns the office of President, Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, the cabinet, will take a vote to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove him from office. Republicans are pouncing on it. If he's not mentally stable enough to be the candidate, he shouldn't be sitting in the Oval Office with the code to the nuclear bombs. Very simple. My question to Vicky before we went to bed last night, if there was a call 3 o'clock this morning, who was at the White House to answer it? Biden's in Delaware. Kamala Harris already has raised $60 million in one day from the Hollywood elites, the big corporate machines in Washington, D.C. Now, if she really wants to be the nominee, then she should immediately push the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and remove him from office unless he can get they can get him to resign. If they get him to resign, it'd be very much like Nixon leaving the White House over Watergate back in the 1970s. I think he is waiting for a quid pro quo. Pardon me, pardon my brother, my wife, my son Hunter Biden, pardon us from any wrongdoing, any criminal prosecution going forward. Pardon Hunter from his conviction, and I'll resign. I think that's the deal that's going to be made. But very interesting development. The race has changed. We don't know yet because Obama has not endorsed Kamala Harris. Biden has, Clinton's have, everybody else have, but Obama hasn't. I think Michelle Obama will be their candidate at their convention in August. What's going on in local politics? Emmett County Sheriff's race. We're going to talk to Randy Kloss in the next segment. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Until I start talking.
Where do we go from here? Now that all of the children are growing up, then how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one here on this Monday, July 22nd. Joining us on the line right now is a candidate running for Emmett County Sheriff. His name is Randy Kloss is on the line. Good morning, Randy.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. I wanted to have you on the show because you're running against another opponent. I believe he's a current deputy sheriff there in Emmett County. You could correct me if I'm wrong on that point. But basically, I got screenshots of a social media post that came from his family out on Facebook. And it was very disturbing. Had to do with the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. And basically, the family member posted on social media that they wish they had paid the guy more money so he would have been a better shot when shooting at President Trump. And I got a lot of people saying, this guy's running for sheriff. And evidently, one of his family members thinks it's okay to assassinate President Trump. And to my knowledge, I don't believe the post has even been deleted yet. Randy, what do you know about this post? What have you heard from people in the Emmett County area?
Well, yeah, multiple people contacted me and sent it to me when it came out. And it didn't surprise me that she posted something like that. To me, it's disturbing, of course. And, I don't condone stuff like that.
Why would it surprise you that she would post something like that? Why didn't this completely shock you like it did me when it was sent to me?
Well, no, I knew that she was very liberal in her way, so it didn't surprise me that she would say something against a conservative Republican candidate. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Okay. And do you think that liberalism, that mental disorder that I talk about on the show all the time, liberalism is a mental disorder. Do you think this was something she learned in the home? Is this something her father, who's running for Emmett County Sheriff, allows her to discuss openly in the family, you know, sitting around the kitchen table having dinner together? Is this the environment she was raised in?
Well, I can't speak on that. You would have to ask Matt about that. But, I'm sure that her views have been expressed a lot of times. So, I mean, you know, take that as you will, you know. But Matt would probably be better to answer that question.
All right. Well, if anybody knows Matt Lierstein, have him give me a call and contact me. I'll have him on the show to answer that question. In the meantime, what's your law enforcement background?
Oh, yes. 30 years ago, I started working for Emmett County Sheriff's Office. I was a Marine deputy for one summer. Then I got promoted to the road patrol, and I worked 8 years as a road deputy and then 16 years as a road supervisor. So I have 24 years of road experience. And then I went and I was an administrative sergeant for a couple of years. And then I was promoted to the lieutenant of the road patrol, which I am currently.
Okay, so you're currently a active duty deputy for the sheriff as we speak.
Correct.
Okay, is your opponent also a deputy sheriff?
No, he's currently the undersheriff of Emmett County.
Okay, undersheriff. Okay. Explain the difference to people, because so many times I have to explain to them technically the role of sheriff is actually almost a political one. The undersheriff is actually the one that runs the department, but other branches, being road patrol, detective, marine patrol, there's a lot of different components to the sheriff's department. Why do you feel you're better to be the sheriff of the county compared to the undersheriff that's currently running Emmett County Sheriff's Department?
Well, one huge thing that I talk about, I always talk about experience, integrity, and empathy. And the experience thing, I have more years just working the road than he even has in law enforcement. I definitely have more experience, and I know the road I mean, I worked 24 years just on the road alone, and
sure,
that's 7 years, and he's even worked as law enforcement. And then honesty and the, you know, and integrity. I just tell people what I believe in, and, you know, I let them decide what they think about me, and I don't make promises, and I don't tell people things to get their vote, because I don't want to come across as false, and that's my integrity thing. But empathy is a huge thing I talk about. That's my huge advantage. It's the way I treated people when I worked the road. I treated people with respect. I treated them the way I wanted to be treated. And that went a long way for me, because even people that I've arrested over the years contacted me about putting a sign in the yard and supporting me, because they knew I treated them fair and honestly. And that, to me, is my huge advantage over him. And I will continue to do that if I become a sheriff and treat people the way they need to be treated fairly.
Let me ask you this question. If you've got more years experience on the road than your opponent has as even being involved in law enforcement, how the heck did he become the undersheriff?
Well, you'd have to ask Sheriff Wallen more about that than I can answer. I know there's, I have, my feeling is that I wouldn't have been the guy to be, been a yes man for him. And so I probably wasn't his best choice to be the undersheriff at that time. So, I mean, that's the best way I can put it.
Well, I'm trying to get into understanding this race, and I don't understand the dynamics of what's going on up there in Emmett County in the Sheriff's Department.
There were some things having to do with promotions and, nepotism, if you would want to call that. And I won't get into that too much, but certainly, Matt's got a daughter that works in our jail, and the sheriff has someone, his son works for our department.
Okay, nepotism.
Yeah.
Okay,
I won't get into any more of that, but I just, like I said, I wasn't going to be, I don't think they thought I'd be a yes man or kind of thing. And, but I'm currently the lieutenant of the road patrol. So I take care of the road patrol and the deputies there. So.
Right. So basically you don't want to say anything because perhaps you're fearing retribution in the event you don't win. You still have to work there. And this opponent could be the sheriff, and then maybe your days are numbered if you go into too many details here on the radio.
Well, I would hope they wouldn't do that, but I don't want to go into too many details, because we're friends. When this started, we're friends. We're still friends. We just have different, ideas. And, I would hope that if Matt becomes the sheriff that he wouldn't, I don't think he would come after me, and I wouldn't. There's a place for both of us at the Emmett County Sheriff's Office, no matter what happens here in August.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I know Brett Gooding, former Michigan State Trooper, owner of Wildwood Firearms Training and Range for years, now owns Great Northern Firearms Training. He has come out and told me that he's endorsing you and supporting you. You're his candidate he's voting for. Bob O'Donnell, Great Lakes Phone and Computer, B&B Landscaping, private business owner, longtime friend of this station and the show. He's come out publicly and going to be voting for you. A lot of good patriots, I guess, are the ones supporting your campaign. Have you asked for any endorsements? Have you actively tried to seek any endorsements? Or are you basically just running a grassroots campaign by and for the people of Emmett County?
Yeah, I have some endorsements, business owners are endorsing me or supporting me, of course. Sheriff Chuck Bondra, Charlevoix County, endorsed me. And former guys I worked with are endorsing me, and probably more of them will come out. And I'm getting endorsements, but I'm not, seeking, just going out and trying to find all these people that, that I didn't really have a huge relationship with and try to get them to endorse me just to make myself look good on social media. That's not what I'm going to do.
Right. Well, I know Sheriff Chuck Vondra there in Charlevoix County, very good sheriff, in my opinion, constitutional sheriff.
Right.
Did you actively seek his endorsement? Did he offer it? Why did he endorse you? Have you had a good relationship with him over the years?
Oh, yeah. I've known him for 30 years since I've been up here, and always had a good relationship. He's a great shooter, in my opinion, and he tells you, you know, his honest opinion, and I've always respected him for that. And we talked, and, you know, and I talked to him, and he definitely, you know, he told me, yeah, you know, I want you to win. I want you to win this election. You're going to do good things. I trust you. And you know, so we kind of talked about the endorsement. He said, of course. And, you know, so we put that together.
Yeah, excellent. Well, if Chuck's endorsing you, then you have my own personal endorsement for this race as well. You can let people know. I'll send you this podcast. You can put it on social media and share it. But, you know, again, your opponent allowing this person and his family to make that post about Donald Trump's assassination is just way over the top. Is this the same person that works for the county at the jail? Is this the same family member?
No, that's his youngest daughter that posted that.
Okay.
He's of college age. Yeah, that's his daughter in the jail didn't post that.
Okay, very good. All right, one last question. Do you have any yard signs? I got a couple of text messages here. Since we're endorsing you and Brett Gooding has endorsed you, Charlevoix Sheriff Chuck Vondra's endorsed you, a couple of people are wanting yard signs. Do you have any yard signs left to give out to people?
Just a few. I do have a few, so I can. If you want to send me addresses or who needs them, addresses, I'll get them to you when I come back. I'll be back in town on Wednesday, so I can get them to you guys on Wednesday if you just send me addresses or text me them, however you want to do that.
Well, I'm going to give out the phone number right now. If you'd like to text or call and talk with Randy Kloss, that's Kloss. He's running for Emmett County Sheriff. His personal cell phone number is 231-373-3604. Again, 231-373-3604. Text messages are the best way to leave him a message. He'll get back to you. Don't always have cell service when you're traveling around northern Michigan, right, Randy?
Yeah, not always. No, certain areas you're not going to have a... I'm good where I'm at right now, but there's some areas, especially in Emmett County, you get where you don't have much going on there.
Right, absolutely. Very good. And do you have a Facebook page if somebody wanted to check you out and take a look at you?
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, I have my regular ones, just, you know, you can search for Randy Kloss. But my social media for my election here is Randy Kloss for Emmett County Sheriff. Also, I have a website with just basic information. Sometimes it gives you updates on when I'm going to be here or there. RandyKlossForSheriff.org. So, yeah, those are the two things.
Okay, very good. And is it Randy Kloss, F-O-R, or the number four?
It's F-O-R.
Okay, RandyKlossForSheriff.org is the website, correct?
That's the website. And then if you go to Facebook and go Randy Kloss for Emmett County Sheriff, that'll pop me up there, too.
Very good. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Like I said, text me back your email address. I'll forward you the podcast so you can get it blasted out there. And, folks, if you live in Emmett County, come join us, Brett Gooding, Bob O'Donnell, Trucker Randy. We've all endorsed them, as well as Charlevoix County Sheriff Chuck Vondra. He's endorsed Randy Kloss for sheriff there in Emmett County as well. And you stay safe out there on the campaign trail, Randy.
Very much.
Okay, have a good day. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by Well Connect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, whose name has been floated as a possible candidate for president, posted a statement on social media Sunday thanking President Joe Biden for his service after he announced he would withdraw from the race. Biden announced his withdrawal Sunday afternoon and soon encouraged Democrats to unite behind Vice President Kamala Harris. Whitmer, who has been on a book tour for the past couple of weeks promoting her memoir,